Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is cool this evening. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem remains mild and calm. Haifa enjoys a crisp night, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the IDF has confirmed the elimination of four Nukba commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion in a strike in the Shati area yesterday. Also, earlier this hour, Mariv shared insights from Chaim Tomer, a former senior Mossad official who dismissed claims that Iran intends to attack in Europe as spin and deceptions. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, Mossad chief Roman Goffman recently spoke with the Syrian foreign minister, focusing on the Turkish military presence in Syria. Separately, Ynet reports that Israeli forces have eliminated a terrorist who infiltrated Israel on October 7th, along with a group of Hamas operatives, amidst ongoing strikes in Gaza. And finally, I-24 News provides an update on the IDF's investigation into five incidents where civilians were killed during the Gaza war. The findings have been released. Reaction has been swift on social media. Oren Barsky, a commentator, posted earlier today that Israel will be okay, signaling concern for Western perceptions amid anti-Israel campaigns. Eitan Fishberger, a geopolitical analyst, noted that Turkey is vying for favors from Washington, seeking sanctions relief and military support, as detailed in his latest report. Ynet Global posted earlier today about Israel relocating its Apache squadron north, reflecting strategic military adjustments post-October 7th. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's recent operation, Walla reports that the targeted strike in the Shati area resulted in the deaths of four high-ranking Hamas commanders. This move is part of Israel's broader strategy to dismantle Hamas leadership. The impact aims to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. Turning to the comments from Chaim Tomer, a former Mossad official, according to Mariv, Tomer criticized claims of an imminent Iranian attack in Europe, labeling them as unfounded. His remarks suggest skepticism about the reliability of such intelligence. This could influence how European nations perceive threats from Iran. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights a significant diplomatic exchange. Mossad chief Roman Goffman spoke with Syria's foreign minister Assad al-Shaybani about Turkey's military presence in Syria. This conversation underscores ongoing regional tensions involving multiple state actors. The implications for Syrian-Turkish relations remain uncertain. Separately, Ynet reports on recent military actions in Gaza. A terrorist involved in the October 7th infiltration into Israel has been eliminated, along with other Hamas operatives. This follows continued airstrikes targeting Hamas infrastructure. The situation remains tense, with potential for further escalation. On the topic of civilian casualties, I-24 News notes the IDF's findings from its investigation into recent incidents during the Gaza conflict. The report sheds light on errors and operational challenges faced by Israeli forces. These findings may affect future military protocols and international scrutiny. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports disappointment for Elbit Systems, which lost a $7 billion U.S. tender to a Korean competitor. This setback highlights the competitive landscape of the defense industry. Separately, Mariv Business notes that Wall Street's opening caused a shift in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, resulting in the TA-35 index ending the day in the red. This reflects the interconnected nature of global financial markets. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports M.K. Vladimir Blyak's firm stance against ultra-Orthodox influence in government formations. He warns of potential elections if his red lines are crossed. This political positioning could affect future coalition dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.